Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, man. Y'all crazy as hell. Y'all crazy as hell.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot. May I interrupt whatever is previously planned for this moment of Extra Funny to share with you something very special? Is that okay?
Okay.
Gentlemen, hang on. I got to cut this off to make sure. I got a million things going on over here. Hang on. Let me find it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, what you may not know is that today is a monumental day in the history of American radio. Because it was this day, November 29th, 1993, that the Ace and TJ radio program first made its official debut on KQID-FM in Alexandria, Louisiana. 30 years ago today, which was the Monday after Thanksgiving that year in 1993, the official Ace and TJ show began. I know. 30 years.
That's crazy.
So, recently, a while back, I found a few things, including, Rob, can you bring me those, please, real quick?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just realized I wanted to read what's on them.
Hold on a second.
I found a couple of things, and I placed an order online the other day, and I now have a way to convert cassettes to digital. And in that, we found several things. One of them is a cassette demo tape that TJ and I would send out to prospective stations that we were trying to get to hire us. And it has our original addresses on the addresses where we lived, the apartment that he lived in with Jody. We have it all typed out on the thing. And the address of the apartment where TJ and I lived together that no longer exists. It's been torn down since then.
Yeah, because, you know, whenever we left, they were like, why should we even stay open?
Right. 4040 Parliament Drive, apartment 242, Alexandria, Louisiana, is where TJ and I used to live.
Parliament Drive.
And then, look, there's the address and your apartment number that you and Jody lived in when you got married. There is also a tape that just says Air Check Ace and TJ that I don't know what's on it because we haven't listened to that yet. Now, we may come back to one of these in the next few days because it's really long. It has three parts. It has segment one, daily promo example. Segment two, quote unquote, stunt day. Segment three, various bits. And Rob said he was about 20 minutes into it, and I didn't have time to go back in there today because I'm working on Breaking During Christmas and figure out I wanted to play the various bits one.
Yeah, I think that stunt day is probably when we first met Yankee Pete and he got on the city bus and with the cell phone.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Rob? Mm-hmm. Okay. We may need to pull some of that for later in today's show because it's pretty good. Then there's this that I did not know that I still had, but I found it cleaning out a box. And I only bring you this because it's 2 minutes and 47 seconds long. And it's labeled Ace and Shotgun Air Check. The all-new Q Morning Zoo ? This is the precursor to what became the Ace and TJ show. This is from when I used to do 7 to midnight and TJ did midnight to 6. And he would come in early and hang out And sometimes I would stay a little bit later, and we would do a couple nights a week. We would do this show together, and we gave it to the radio station 93 QID in Alexandria, Louisiana, to try to get hired as the morning show.
Hmm.
And they said, "Stop doing that."
Yeah, because the morning show had left, and yeah, we wanted the job.
Well, man, this
promote us to the morning show.
This is what that. This is what that sounded like.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Play the better mix of music so you can listen longer. It's 93 QID, 1013 on a winner and hour Wednesday.
All right, now your song to score this hour is Too Funky by George Michael. Whenever you hear it, just be caller number 9 on the Q lines at 473-0093 with the phrase that pays.
Show me what you got. Now, caller 9, if you're over 18 with the phrase that pays, show me what you got. You got a pair of tickets to see Kuiper Saturday night at Ms. Lou Cotton Gin. That's coming up.
Tell me those two kids aren't smoking that shit right there, boy. Get out of here. Did you hear that?
93 QID, Ace the Shotgun, kicking at all request party.
473-0093, what you need?
Can you play a song for me?
Yeah.
It's My Lovin' by En Vogue.
You're never going to get it.
Never. You know why?
Why?
Because I give to the needy and not the greedy.
Mm-hmm.
You're never
going to get it. You better believe it sounds like someone on 93 QID.
Awesome.
That's the story of my love life. It is 10:21 on a winner and hour Wednesday Ace and Shotgun kicking the all request party.
Now don't forget your song to score within the next half hour. George Michael's Too Funky. Whenever you hear it, be caller number 9 at 473-0093 with the phrase that pays.
Show me what you got. Now it's George Michael's Too Funky. Caller 9 with Show Me What You Got. The combination of the three bags you a pair of tickets to see Kuiper and Caleb Saturday night at the Ms. Lou Center Cotton Gin. Hang on, your chance to win's on the way.
You love the Olympics.
Yeah, say what you want, but it's tight. I mean, it's tight. You cannot drop a nail in that, boy. Just a side note, because I know the end of that song. No, if you recognize that song, we should not have been playing Don't Tell Me You Love Me by Night Ranger, but we were. It was an all request.
93 QID with more big hits, more of a back-to-back so you can listen longer. Ace and Shotgun kicking the all-request party.
Now 473-0093 gets your tune on the queue. Hello!
Oh, could you play I Just Wanna by Kiss?
You know, yeah, I think we could. You think we could do that one?
I don't know.
You think so?
Please.
I think I might could.
Please.
But do you know what I've got?
What?
I got a body built for sin and an appetite for passion.
93 QID sure sounds like summer. Ace and Shotgun kicking this winner in our Wednesday edition of the All Request Party.
All right, now check it out this hour. Another chance for you to score Kuiper and Caleb tickets for Saturday night at the Ms. Lou Center Cotton Gin. Whenever you hear Mariah Carey, I'll Be There. Caller 9 with the new phrase that pays.
Do you want to play?
All right, do you want to play? Whenever you hear Mariah Carey, I'll Be There. Caller 9 has tickets to see the one and only Kuiper.
You got a roof and don't leave.
You get the idea.
What's that song?
It's called Every Time I Roll the Dice by Delbert McClinton. It's really good. But you know what? As cringy as that may sound to us from when we first started, we were new to radio then. It's still kicking everybody's ass that's on the radio in 2023.
That's true.
I mean, as cringy as that, our standards, that's cringy. Every effing body else on the radio in 2023 could learn from that shit.
Yeah.
Every damn body.
I gotta
Y'all
find
all
that.
Suck.
I gotta find out what else is on this other tape. Because this other one is actually stuff that happened 2 years later. So we would have been a morning show for a year or so of doing mornings at that point, it's gonna sound much different than what you just heard because we were actually doing a morning show instead of being on night because it's two totally different things. Maybe during the break I can go listen to a part of this and see if we can pull some of this to play.
But it took Rob all the morning to pull that to be able to play.
It's a long process.
No, this is a really long piece. He may already have part of it on there. So
I do not.
You don't?
No, it's a long process. So we probably should.
It takes a long time for it to pull?
Because you have to record it in real time and then I have to put it on the computer, convert it to a different file type, convert it back to an MP3.
Yeah,
because it's really I don't understand why it doesn't work properly, but it takes a little bit.
Do you think unlike his pecker, it takes a long time to pull.
Could I plug it directly into my computer and just open it and play it, Rob?
I don't know.
I bet we could.
Mm. What is it? It's like a thing you put a tape cassette in.
And yeah, it's a, I'll show you. I looked on Amazon, like $30.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, and you pop the cassette in the top.
And it's got a USB port that you plug a USB into it.
So it's got a record button on there. So when you hit play, if you hold the record button, it'll record what it plays as an MP3, but it won't be readable by the computer until I convert it to another file type.
So that's neat. So I've got that, and I found these, and there's a tape from when I was in college when I worked at a radio station, 98.1. Which was a top 40 station when I started there, and then it became an oldie station. So I was like a 21-year-old. I was like 21 years old with long hair and earrings playing, you know, 12 strong songs in a row, nothing but the oldies. A little bit of a fish out of water.
Y'all heard what I said about all the other radio people sucking in 2023?
Yes.
Y'all heard what I said?
Yeah.
Suck-ass yeah. DJs. Get out of here. Y'all terrible. Terrible. Oh, y'all.
Thank you.
Well, what about your friends that's still in radio? Them too. Y'all all suck.
Everybody.
All of them. Every damn body sucks. Terrible. Yeah, that's absolutely really cool. Terrible. Yeah. Ain't worth the waves y'all is on.
So was there a date on that, Riggins? Did you?
No.
Like I said, there's not a date on this either.
That converter thing just looks like an old school Walkman.
Yeah.
You would not know that that's not just a regular
like a Walkman.
Except it's got a micro SD card. That'll tip you off. Yeah. And a USB-C port.
So anyway, I thought that'd be fun.
That's crazy. Yeah. I think I liked the way my voice sounded when I was young.
You're
going to
go back to talking
now.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, that smoking really lowered it an octave.
I was about to tell you that.
Bring it up. All the years that I smoked.
And that damn, all that echo on those microphones and everything that they used to run at that radio station, they used to get mad because we learned how to take the processing for the mic was hidden behind a panel. And we learned how to take the panel out and would go in the mornings and change it. And then they told us, quit messing with it.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And we, you know, listen to other radio stations and they're like, well, why do their microphones not echo? So it got that reverb on it. It's got that owner talk like this. Yeah, I like that Big Boss reverb.
It's got that Big Boss WS out of Chicago reverb. So anyway, maybe we can get some more of that on before the show. That's trips me out, though, to hear that after all that's these crazy years.
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Putting the X in extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Darn it. Y'all, I was about to order this shirt. It's a beautiful color called Midnight Lily. And then I looked and it's a slim. I can't do a slim. But I love a Midnight Lily. It's more like a dark maroon. It's very, very lovely. Very lovely. Trying to do a little Christmas shopping for myself. Oh. on the line here. Oh, and my Christmas spirit stuff still going strong. Jody's fancy friends are coming over for dinner Friday night, and I am laying out the spread. And I'm not going to complain about them being liberals or anything.
Oh, in the true Christmas spirit, that's no right. Complaining about liberalism.
Nope.
To the liberals.
I did see that on the calendar.
You did?
You got a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see it.
Is it on our calendar?
So I'm even doing a special Christmas cocktail feature.
Ooh.
I mean, this is how fancy these friends are of Jody's.
Ooh.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just saw it on the calendar.
Oh, also. I know who that is.
Yep.
What
you know they're fancy.
What's the Christmas cocktail? Can you reveal anything?
No, Lord, oh, no. Heavens. Everybody will damn be doing it.
What a stupid question.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
But, you know, they're big wine connoisseurs and all. I mean, I'm telling you, they're fancy. So I'm figuring this would be like a... just a before dinner cocktail, because I'm sure they always bring wine.
Oh.
Well, he is one of those guys that says, well, there shouldn't just be a hostess gift when you go somewhere, you know, to somebody's house. There's a host there as well. And I'm doing more hosting than Jody's doing. So he usually brings me a bottle of liquor.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
If I'm doing all the cooking for a dinner party and they bring a hostess gift, they're going to bring Jody some sort of little Christmas decorative, you know, pot holder from a boutique or something. Now, I can't use that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Bring me something. Bring me some damn jerky or some shit. You know, stuff that men like.
I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to make a beautiful Christmas cocktail for them. I know they're going to love it.
Ain't going to see what hit them.
Mm-mm. And then I'm going to throw out. Oh, I don't even want to say what I'm cooking, y'all.
Oh, you're making dinner for them?
Of course.
Oh.
Can't buy anything that's going to be as good as what I can cook.
Damn. Oh, I thought just like cocktails at the house and then go to dinner.
No. No way, man.
Whoa.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, Ace, did you have more of that stuff ready to play?
No. We haven't found it yet.
All right. Because, I mean, I was getting a stiffy listening to all that, how badass that shit is, especially compared to, well, who was I talking about earlier?
All radio people.
All radio people in 2023, y'all suck. Suck. You ain't worth what you're getting paid. If you're getting paid anything, you ain't worth it. Suck. All of you. And you may be listening to this going, no, we're buddies. He's not talking about me. Yeah, I'm talking about your ass too. All y'all. Broke ass DJs. I ain't bitter about it. Hell no. Y'all suck.
Yeah.
And some of you living in old broken down ass cities, talking to no damn body on the radio, thinking you are.
Y'all suck.
Did I say that, Rob?
Oh, did you not?
I don't know if I said it that plainly.
Okay.
You're being mean now.
Okay, my bad.
That was rude. Oh, I forgot. That's not Christmas spirit. That kind of joking around is not my Christmas spirit. Yeah. That's not Mr. Christmas. Sorry about that. Suck-ass radio people, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I got off my Christmas spirit thing.
I just Googled something, TJ. I'm wrong. I thought I was wrong. It hit me. This is not the my address on here is not the apartment that I lived in. It's the next apartment after you moved out. Mm-hmm. They moved me to a nicer apartment, but a one bedroom.
It's because we lived on Masonic Drive.
Yeah, we lived on Masonic Drive. You're right. This was my other address.
Right across from the mall.
I might as well just delete that last segment because it's all
a bunch of bullshit.
Sorry. Yeah, these were cool. Oh, I had a cool little apartment.
Damn, Rob.
What did he say?
He said the full-on F-word.
I didn't mean to. My bad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, these were.
I hope your mama's not listening.
I hope not either, because she does listen from time to time.
Do you say that in front of your mom?
No.
Huh?
So this whole time I was thinking that was your first apartment. It wasn't. It was your second apartment. The whole thing was ruined.
Yeah. So you blew it to hell.
I'm just going to stop listening.
Mm. Woo, man. And you know what? The dumbest of all is, Ace,
what?
That those two owners of that radio station didn't hear that and immediately go, oh, these boys got something here. They're young and they're, you know, whatever. It took some convincing for them to give us a chance to be the morning show. And the convincing was that they went into bankruptcy and every other person at the station quit. So we were the only employees they had on the air pretty much at the time.
Yeah.
So we had to do mornings and then afternoons and then remote broadcasts from car dealerships every day.
And run the station.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for that, they would have. They probably never would have heard it.
And I do
you
remember
know, and said, "Hey, you know what? Let's give them a chance."
And I remember that we convinced them we needed mornings. And they said, "Well, we can't afford to have two people on in the morning and have somebody on in the afternoon and hire somebody new." And we said, "Well, we'll do both. We'll swap out and do the afternoons. Just pay us minimum wage by the hour to do the afternoon." And they said, "No, we're not going to pay for the afternoons."
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they could.
We had to convince them, like, "Hey, you got to do something here."
Yeah, because of the restrictions of the bankruptcy, they couldn't hire anybody new.
Yeah, for a while we didn't get paid anything to do mornings and afternoons. So we would do it's a true story. So the radio station did. I know Riggins. I know you've heard this before. You may have, Rob. The radio station did, trying to get out of bankruptcy, 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, remotes from a car dealership. It was me and TJ. The girl that did middays, her name was Pat Cloud, and the afternoon guy on the country station, Scott Bryant. And I think, was it just the four of us? There might have been one other person that would rotate in occasionally, but those main four were the people that did the remotes every day.
Yeah.
6 hours a day. So Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturdays, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, Saturdays was 6 hours. As well. Yeah,
and Saturday, okay, so Saturdays was
noon to six.
Noon to six on Saturdays. And so, for example, we would be on the air from 6 to 10. Pat Cloud would do 10 to 2. I'm sorry, 10 to noon out there, whatever. Or I'm sorry, someday, no, it was 11 to 5.
Yeah.
Because it, so like
she we would do the midday show at 10.
We would be on until 10, and then TJ would leave and go do 11 to 1 at the car dealership. And then I would go do 1 to 3 at the car dealership. And then when TJ was done at 1 at the car dealership, he would come back and do 3 to 6 on the radio. And then the next day we would swap and I would go first and he would go second. And then I would then, because that was the you get to go home at 3 on those days. And then I would come back and I would go back and do the afternoon show. And we were alternating those for a long time, for like a year and a half. That's how we did that. We did both the morning show and the afternoon show with the remote in the middle. And I was the program director. So I would take music calls from music reps trying to get us to do music while I was on the air in the afternoons. So the phone was ringing constantly while we were in there trying to do the afternoon show and talk to people about music and schedule promotions and all that kind of stuff. We did all that stuff.
Was it? But it was before that, before we started doing mornings together. I did mornings by myself for a while.
Yes.
Was it before that or
before that?
Yeah, because when we left, before we were a team. Yeah. So. Yeah. So
it was before that. When they first left, you did mornings and I did afternoons.
Yeah.
Well, first there was Cadillac Jack doing mornings, and then he quit.
Right.
And I did mornings and afternoons for like a week or so, and then we swapped it all up a little bit. And then you did mornings for a couple months by yourself, and then we convinced them to let us do mornings together.
Mm.
Probably 6-8 weeks you did mornings by yourself?
Oh, I think it was longer than
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because that's the guy that quit, and they called me. At 5:45, the overnight guy called me, and I was at like, yeah, like no, knowing this is not good. He said, "I think Cadillac just quit." And I said, "Why do you say that?" He said, "Because every 10 feet in the building, he stapled a note to the wall that says, 'I'll see you in hell, little Hitler.'" Like, all right, man, give me 20 minutes or so to pull it together. I'm on my way.
He was referring to the station manager.
Talk about burning a bridge.
Yeah, you know, and I showed up and you opened the door, and sure enough, when you walked in the door of the radio station, you went upstairs, and every 10 feet, he had taken a staple gun and just... They were all around the building. The entire lobby covered in them all the way around.
And the station manager was that type that, you know, he was in the business side of the radio station, but dying, just absolutely dying to sit at the cool table and be on the radio. So when he got the station manager position, he could tell because he was the boss of the cool people. And so that's how he, you know, forced his way onto the radio by forcing material onto the people who had the talent to be on the air. And so that's what had happened. The guy got to work that morning, and I think the way it was, right, he got there, and the manager had left him all these notes about, you're going to do this on the show today and this on the show, and don't do this anymore, don't say that anymore, this is not funny, you know, that kind of thing. This is funny, do this.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you know, I'm not dealing with that.
This is a guy who said, one day we'd gone to lunch, and TJ and I were in the back seat of his car because there was somebody else in the car. And the guy said, I took a nap during the morning show today. I was like, oh, what is this bullshit? What is this? I said, really? He goes, yeah, what is that? That Lisa Loeb? I said, you took a nap during Stay by Lisa Loeb? He goes, yeah, that's not a song we should be playing in Morning Drive.
He said, that's not going to be a hit.
Yeah.
That's not a hit.
We shouldn't be playing that. That's not a hit. I was like, I'll bet you $10 that's a hit. That's going to be a monster. And it went to number one. That, and he said he didn't want to hear Plush by Stone Temple Pilots. That's not a hit either. That's not going to be it. Nobody likes that.
What is that? Like, the dogs begin to smell her or something?
I'm pretty sure, my friend, that's going to be a monster hit. And it was. You go back downstairs and steal some furniture from somebody else, because he stole some furniture. From
allegedly.
Somebody. Yeah, allegedly. I hadn't said his name. It's okay. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
And that Plush song rocks.
And it was a monster hit.
How does sing that?
Well, there were two versions. There was a rock version that we played at night. Then there was an acoustic version they did on MTV that became the bigger hit of the two. And I mean, like, the dolls begin to smell her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the next line.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. There you go, Rob.
That's all I heard.
Nailed it, yeah.
More than just regular funny, this is Extra Funny. There's more of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny podcast next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the only time Ace and TJ are proud to be a little bit extra. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
I got to go to Riggin House today. Uh-oh. I hope you got the damn internet and electricity fixed, because your shit was uninhabitable yesterday. How'd you stay there for 4 hours without electricity or internet?
I didn't. I just took the dog out again. I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't cook anything. I can't eat anything. I'm going to make a big salad, you know. But, yeah, there was no – I had a bunch of work to do. It's the end of the month. This is like the busiest days of the month for me, and I couldn't get any of it done. And that was just like – crippling. And it made me sad that I'm so reliant on like modern technology to get stuff done, but that's kind of the way.
But I mean, electricity is not modern technology.
No, I mean, the Wi-Fi.
You needed the tricity.
Yeah, I could, and I would have been fine. Like, no heat, that's fine. I'll put on another hoodie. I don't care. But not having Wi-Fi is just, like, devastating. And my phone was being buggy. Like, the 5G was not working well. And that's, like, so snotty to complain about. But it's the truth.
I mean, if our electricity at my house, because, I mean, that controls the internet and everything, and TV and all. If it's out for more than 10 minutes, I'm calling around. Where can I go? Because this place is uninhabitable.
Yeah, it sucks.
This place has become uninhabitable.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is.
I have no internet.
And you know, Ace, we're going to start having rolling blackouts and stuff in Mooresville, North Carolina, where we live.
What?
Because the other day, it was during while we were off for Thanksgiving, the electricity, I guess it was Wednesday. All up and down.
Kate's house it was out,
Because they're building that war on the suburbs thing that the Biden administration and Obama and them have been waging has caused all of these apartment complexes to be built out here in the suburbs. That's what they're doing. And it's a Marxist communist movement thing. And they're using up all the electricity on the grid because it can't hold all these, you know, people using electricity.
Is that what happened?
That's what I'm hearing, yeah. Oh. And that's why, you know, all stretches of the main highway at times are not having enough electricity.
Because that was
building more and more apartments.
Wednesday afternoon at 2:30, the day before Thanksgiving is when it went out, and it was out from 2:30 until I think he said 8:30 or 9 at Cade's house, my son. And it's in a very, it's a big neighborhood that he lives in. And there's an even bigger neighborhood right behind, right around the corner from them that all of theirs was out as well. Cause he's got a friend that lives over there and theirs was completely out.
Yeah. Businesses and
shit. Like, damn, it's the day before it's the afternoon and evening before Thanksgiving. Now, luckily I think the grocery store that's right there, which was completely slammed, has backup generators, but some of those businesses didn't. Mm-hmm. And think about all the people trying to prepare Thanksgiving meal a day and ahead, or just had family in town for Thanksgiving, and then suddenly they're all plunged, sitting around in the dark all night.
Yeah,
because well, it went out at 2:30, so by 5:30 it was dark,
pitch black.
So all I'm asking though, before I make that trek to your house out in the cut, as you'd say, Riggins, I want to make sure you got electrics and stuff because I'm not coming out there. You know, and I don't need to go to a cabin in the woods.
That's what it feels like,
a dirt floor Abe Lincoln cabin.
Yeah. I thought about it. Yeah, I lost power when I was living in Uptown for 5 years. It happened occasionally. It was out 10 minutes max yesterday, all afternoon. No internet until 2 a.m. I mean, it was ridiculous.
And the weather was fine?
Well, it was fine.
I don't ever remember my electricity going out when I lived Uptown for that year and a half.
It was kind of windy,
It was windy, it was in the news how many people had experienced, and they said we were not sure of the cause.
This is how windy it was yesterday. Boy and I had to go to Lowe's for something, and I opened the door going into the garage, and the garage floor was covered in leaves. And it's because the last person to come home yesterday, in her advanced age and reaching senility, left the garage door open. So I took a picture of it and I took it in there to her little office where she sits at the computer, she says. And I said, will you please remember, you know, close the garage door? And I showed her that picture. And you know what she did? She did the same thing I would have done if she would have told me that I had made a mistake doing something and caused the garage to be covered in leaves.
What?
She just busted out laughing. Did I leave it open? Whereas I would have gone, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I left it open. Oh.
Tearfully apologizing.
Let me go get the leaf blower. But, you know, she just laughed. I'm so crazy. I'm losing it.
I'm so crazy.
Because, and it took me a good 2 minutes to blow it all out of there. 2 minutes I didn't have, I'll tell you that. Look.
Oh, look at all those leaves.
I know, it's crazy.
That's nuts.
And you see, even coming into the garage, she's got a damn Christmas mat.
Yeah.
You know, walking into the house from the garage where we're the only ones that use it, she's got a ho, ho, ho Christmas mat out there.
Welcome.
I had to do something yesterday that I haven't done in forever. And it was before I came to work. We have one of our garage door openers, the one that used to be Amanda's, is messed up. I don't know if it needs batteries or whatever. But anyway, so I gave her mine. And then I never park in the garage, but my car was full of that breaking and entering stuff. And so I parked in the garage. Then I went to leave and thought, well, wait a minute. At, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning when I went to leave to go to work, I don't have a garage door opener. And what am I going to do? Because I can't leave the garage. I don't want to leave the garage door open at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I had to do the old school, hit the button, then run across the garage, and then kind of do a matrix side jump kind of thing so I don't hit my head on the door. Just kind of,
yeah.
First try. Very proud of myself. First try.
You got to take quickness. Yeah. The quickness.
I was very, very pleased with myself that I pulled that off. But there was a moment like, what am I going to do? And I went, oh, damn.
Got to do that. What you should have done was just said, hey, I got to come close the garage. I'm leaving.
Oh, that would
get been, up.
Yeah, that would have been fantastic. Hey, I need you to get out of that warm bed and come down here and hit this button.
Wake up.
Although she did this yesterday.
She'd have still been living.
She did this yesterday.
Killer.
And I didn't mind, but I'm getting ready to leave to drive back. I had to go to Charlotte when the show was over, then come home so she could do some things that she needed to go do. And she met with a client or whatever. And then I had to go back to Charlotte for rehearsal at 4 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock yesterday. And she said, I can't find my driver's license. Then she goes, oh my gosh, I may have left my purse at Chili's last night. Because we ate at Chili's after we were shopping for breaking and entering Christmas. And I said, okay. So she goes, let me call them and see. So she called them. And they said they did have it. And I'm just standing in the, you know, getting my stuff together to leave and go to rehearsal. And I hear the following words. Well, my husband's name is David. He'll probably be swinging by to pick that up in a second. What? I said, I'm going to pick it up. She says, well, yeah, I'm here with the baby.
And no license.
And cold.
And I said, okay. So I had to go, let me hurry then. And I had to run out and get in the car, drive to Chili's, get her license, drive back. It's not far, but still, it's like I could go get it, then I'd drive back home and get it.
I would have been just absolutely thrilled to be able to do that. Because I'm Mr. Christmas, you know.
What does that have to do with Christmas?
I'm just saying that I wouldn't have griped about it, and I wouldn't come on the show and talked about having to go do it or anything. I would have already been there. Once I heard her say, oh, yeah, okay, I did leave it there, I would have already been
out the door.
Lickety split. Out the door, no complaining, nothing.
I'm on it.
Y'all know.
Right away. Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.